Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's that sizzle? Is it a pan of bacon? No, it's the sizzling chat of the Off Menu podcast. Hello, James Acaster.
Hello, Ed Gamble. How are you?
I'm pretty good, mate. How are you doing?
I'm all right. This is one of the episodes where I'm hungover for it.
Yes. Just to let you know, if you've heard any previous episodes where James is hungover, it was probably recorded on the same day as this. I don't want you to think James has got a problem.
Yeah. It was all the same day as this, but I feel pretty bad.
You're just unravelling. I'm watching you unravel in front of my eyes.
So bad.
What time did you go to bed?
I have no concept of that. I just had a lot of that drink, and it did taste exactly like chocolate. She was right. Very delicious. Very, very easy to drink.
That's your nightmare, because you love puddings and sweets so yep. much. So anything that tastes like a pudding and a sweet
yep.
that's also secretly boozy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, down the hatch. Oh, so much of it down the hatch.
I feel really bad for you, in a way.
But also, just drinking it and thinking, Keris Matthews recommended this to me today, and Ian Brown recommended it to her.
So in a way, you're hanging out with Ian Brown and Keris Matthews while
yeah,
you drink it. In
a
your
way,
mind.
I was.
Yeah.
And by the end of the night, I was arguing with both of them.
This podcast is Off Menu, where we invite a guest into our dream restaurant, James. And what do we ask them?
We ask them, hey, what is your favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, drink and side dish?
We
please?
Do.
Please?
Please, yes, we always say please. And today our special guest is
Keema Bob.
Keema Bob, yeah, got in there before me. Keema Bob is a fantastic comedian.
So funny.
I've been on a podcast with her before.
Have you?
The What Women Want podcast.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. Brilliant comedian. She runs the Femmes of Colour Comedy Club, Fock It Up, as it's otherwise known.
Awesome.
So check out at Fock It Up Comedy on Twitter to find out more about that. You can check out at Keema Bob to see what she's up to. But she is a wonderful, wonderful guest. Can't wait to hear what her menu is. But if she says a certain ingredient, she'll be out on her ear, James. Mm-hmm. And what is the secret ingredient this week that could force us to eject Keema Bob from the Dream Restaurant?
Well, Ed, I am horrendously hungover, so I can't even think about this ingredient. If she brings it up, I will puke everywhere. I'll be very angry.
It's yes.
Hops.
Hops? No, I've never had hops as part of anything other than beer.
Sometimes people put it on actual food.
What?
Actual main dishes, and I can't even stand the... Northampton is... near Kettering.
Yes.
Where I grew up, and there's a part of Northampton that smells like hops because the Carlsberg factory is there.
Yes.
And that smell always makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
And especially now, when I'm as hungover as I am, I cannot even imagine hearing Keema Bob
say hops.
Describe hops in a meal and not throwing up everywhere.
Well, hopefully the meal will be fresh, it'll be delicious, and it won't make you think of sick.
Yes, hope. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. I hate the smell of hops as well, actually. Edinburgh stinks of hops.
Yeah, absolutely reeks.
Although, old reeky.
Oh!
So for now, let's enjoy the off-menu menu of Keema Bob.
Keema Bob.
welcome, Kima Bob, to the Dream Restaurant.
Well, it's really nice to be here. Oh my God, the maitre d', is that what you call him?
The maitre d', there's a maitre d' in the corner
yeah,
there.
Yeah, amazing.
But there should be a... Oh, here's
welcome,
the
welcome, Kima Bob, to the Dream Restaurant.
Oh, God.
Good to see you. We've been expecting you for some time.
Explain your presence.
My name is James Acaster. I will be your waiter and genie for the evening.
Phenomenal.
I can get you any food you like from any period of time, anywhere in the world.
Wow.
Just to let you know, it's quite early in the morning when we're recording this one, and I think we've given Kima far too much information in one sentence there.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening ever. It's pre-noon.
Yeah, it's pre-noon right now. I'm not doing great.
Oh, James. So James is hungover. Is the genie hungover as well?
Yep.
What was the genie up to?
The genie did another podcast.
This morning?
For someone else. No, yes. Yeah. And on that podcast, you have to get drunk for it. So I did it straight up. We had another guest on. Yesterday, we recorded an episode with Keris Matthews. And she, for her drink, she chose something called a Death by Chocolate, which was Guinness with Tia Maria and vodka in it. And I thought it sounded so delicious that I suggested it for this podcast that I was going on in the evening where you have to get drunk. And I drank a lot of Death by Chocolate.
How many?
And now I feel like I'm dead by chocolate. Wow. It's not good. I feel awful.
How many did you have?
Maybe of that, I had about 4 big glasses of it.
Wow.
And then it's quite a creamy drink. And then I had some other drinks after that as well.
It's amazing, because I asked you what the genie had been doing and I thought you'd go on one of your whimsical flights of fancy and tell me what genie... But so you can't now divide
grounded,
yourself.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Do you have any lactose issues?
Now I do, probably.
Yeah.
I didn't before, but I feel like it's... I feel like now I probably do. Yeah. Do you have lactose issues?
Oh, I would have got caught up on the cream.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd be like, whoa. Oh, my God. And then things would smell different for everyone for a while. Yeah. It wouldn't be the same.
For everyone in the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just learned about Tia Maria.
Yeah.
As a thing.
Yes.
I haven't tasted it, but I saw a meme, and it was like a mom who named her kid Tia Maria, and the other kid's as one name.
Yeah.
And the other kid's whole first name was Jack Daniel. And I was just like, whoa. Choices.
That mother is having those kids taken
off. Yeah. Yeah. She's not going to hold on to them, no.
Well, welcome. Would you consider yourself a foodie? Do you enjoy food?
I do, but I mostly find myself being a person that needs to eat to live.
Okay. You're one of those.
Yeah, I put the stuff. So there are things... There are meals that I really enjoy. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. This is awesome. But I would say 75% of the time, I'm like, how do I not die?
Okay. Yeah. And what's your go-to not diet? So if you're on the run and you need to eat.
Oof, I'm a smoothie girl.
Wow. So you're really compacting all of those nutrients down and just getting
it
down.
There.
Yeah. Okay. What's in the smoothie? This is a different podcast, really.
What's in the smoothie?
What's in the smoothie?
I quite
what's
like
in
it.
The smoothie? What,
so we can just do a quick pilot episode of
what's
in the smoothie.
What's in the smoothie? Yeah.
We've got a blender here.
Wow, look at this blender. Oh my God, it's a standard. It's a ninja. Wow, would you guys get a ninja? It's out of control. So a lot of people put ice in a smoothie.
Sure.
I'm like, why are you wasting that precious nutrient
space?
Yeah,
that's not going to help you survive.
You know what I mean? Freeze that fruit.
Yeah. So I do the same.
Frozen berries in the mix. Got to put a little banana in the mix, but not too much. It becomes overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to follow that up with a bit of fake milk.
Fake milk.
Just any milk that doesn't come from animals.
Yeah.
I'd never heard it called fake milk before.
Well, I mean, like I don't want to disrespect it.
Yeah.
Filk.
Filk,
yeah.
Filk, okay?
It's filk.
Yeah.
It's a filky fracking lie.
Yeah.
Is what
sure.
it is. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a preferred fake milk?
I'm a classic, just really basic soy boy.
Mm-hmm. Soy boy.
Yeah.
Nice.
But
okay.
Also, I can be quite the oat. Goat.
Yeah.
Almond's a bit thick. It's good for coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm an almond Almond diamond.
No, not.
Okay, there's no one.
An
for
almond moment.
An almond moment.
Yes, we just had an almond moment. Ooh.
Oh, you did. The two of you. I saw it from over here. I would like to be part of one day.
No.
Are you? So you have lactose issues, so that's why you go for the fake milk. Or are you vegan as well?
I'm not. I found myself in a very fishy place though recently.
Sure, the sea.
Yeah, living. Yeah, I've moved to the ocean. I am the new Little Mermaid.
Oh, congratulations!
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Do I have some issues with that?
Yeah. As a person with, do you consider yourself? What is that hair color? I don't want to offend.
Oh, is it? I always thought I was blonde, and then when I started doing comedy, everyone told me I was ginger. So I don't really know.
And you got to own it.
I guess.
Blondes have more fun, but gingers get more gigs. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to get gigs, I'll say I'm a ginger.
Yeah.
Then after the gig, I'm like, blonde on the brow.
Marilyn Monroe.
yeah, that's who I am. Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, classic.
First, we'll start off. Would you like still sparkling water, Kima Bob?
I always find this is great. I'll have still, because I'm not a dick bag. Does sparkling water, does it make you burp?
It would make you burp.
Yeah.
Why do people want it?
Well, we've had guests on before who say it feels special, feels fancy.
Fancy, yeah.
Some people just like the bubbles. It's a little, some people don't. Some people say they don't drink soft drinks, so they have a little sparkling water for a little treat.
And they're like, ooh, I'm spicy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. Yeah. Some people say it hydrates you more. Did someone say that one?
Yeah, that's an outright lie.
Don't lie to yourself. Yeah. Some of that volume, the water volume, is taken up by bubbles now.
This is obviously a big thing for you because you don't want ice in the smoothie because you don't want it taking up too much space.
I'm just like, don't lie to me about what's in this cup right now.
Yeah. So you feel you're being lied to when they say sparkling water because there's not much water in there.
I'm just like, give me more water. I expect an extra glass.
Yeah. So you see that should be the rule.
Yeah, if you have you get
a bit
twice
more,
as much.
Yeah. Because those bubbles. Have you heard the Kanye West song, I Love It?
I don't think I have.
What album's
missing
it on?
Out?
Yeah, I know.
Just missing out. I think it's just an individual thing. But there's a part in the song when he goes, when's the first time they asked if you want sparkling or still? Why are you acting like you had sparkling water before we met? it's just some huge revelation. It's out of control. It's like, you had never had sparkling water before. What?
Well, before they met Kanye.
Yeah, before he started going out with Kanye, it was just still water.
And then they went out with Kanye, and suddenly
so
they were
Kanye
getting off the
Kanye introduced everyone to sparkling water.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
I feel
enough.
That.
That's one of his lowest grade mad lyrics, though.
I'd say.
There's a few.
There's
one about a bleached arsehole that is a bit of a bad lyric.
Yeah. Well.
Probably one of the. I mean, it's funny.
I mean, was it?
If I fuck this model.
Model, and she just bleached her asshole?
Arsehole.
And something about his
T-shirt. And I get bleach on my T-shirt.
On their T-shirt. I'll look like an asshole.
I feel like an asshole, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's deep, though.
It's not really, is it?
No, it's so deep. Because, shirts are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get bleach on
it. I see. I was looking at it on one level. And I didn't
shift your perspective.
Shirts are expensive.
Yeah. And bleach is not. And that's the problem.
So I think that's my favourite reason we've had so far for still water is because, and I quote, I'm not a dick bag.
but if you were with Kanye, would you get the sparkling water?
Of course, I'd feel pressured.
So you were,
I'd want to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, because he'd probably be like, the waiter would come on and say still sparkling, and then Kanye would just look at you.
Yeah.
He'd probably just swat the still water from their head.
Yeah. Not an option anymore.
He'd probably take the still water to try and clean the bleach of his T-shirt.
Yeah, that's all the bleach of that expensive T-shirt.
Oh, God. Oh, I love him.
Pop lums or bread? Pop lums or bread, Kima?
Bread! Yeah, that's what I want. With a butter, please. Do you have a special butter? Have you had cinnamon honey butter?
Oh, I think I've had a honey butter before, but please tell us more.
Tell us about cinnamon honey butter, please.
There's a place in Texas, appropriately named the Texas Roadhouse, where you can get giant steaks and whatnot. Mm. But what's most important is you can get these, delicious biscuits, and they're just so like soft, and you rip them apart, it's like, aw. And they always come with this like cinnamon honey butter, and it's just so real. And sometimes I'm tempted to just like eat it with a spoon, but I don't because I have restraint.
Yeah.
Is a Texas Roadhouse, is that a chain? Because I think I might have been there.
Oh, it's Cheney. It's Cheney like Dick, baby. A pilot took me there. A pilot?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, a pilot
took
me there.
What a fun life. Yeah. In a plane or just as themselves on the street?
He just fancied some of the honey butter and he just called up a plane.
Take me.
It's like a plane Uber.
Booked a plane. I didn't realise it, but I accidentally booked a plane that was just me and the pilot.
Wow.
In a tiny little plane.
That's so awkward.
Yeah. And he flew me over to Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah.
And we got out and he went, do you want to get a steak?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, obviously.
Of course.
You've got to
say yes to
that.
The pilot just asked me for a steak.
Why would I not get a steak with you?
Yeah.
After you just worked so hard to get us here.
Yeah. And then we went and got a steak. And I didn't know about the cinnamon honey butter at the Texas Roadhouse then.
You didn't have it.
Otherwise, I would have done it. I had no idea about it.
Foolish.
That's
all right.
I've got a photo on my phone of the frickles. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I love a frickle.
Yeah, what's a frickle?
Fried pickle.
Wow, of course. With a dip in like ranch or some kind of shit.
Like blue cheese.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a blue cheese person, but we've already discussed my tummy.
Yes. Yeah. That would be a nightmare. If you've got lactose issues, I feel like blue cheese is just the ultimate nightmare.
I don't get it. Why does my body hate it? Why does anyone's body not hate it? It's deep.
I feel bad for people with lactose issues because isn't cheese the most delicious thing in the world?
Yeah, I mean, ice cream, I'm not eating it. Yeah. I'm just feeling. Yeah.
So you take the hit for ice cream?
Just cope. I'm just like, this is a Dutch oven type of evening. It's going to be great. I'm going to like stick my ass out of the duvet, you know what I mean, and face my head the opposite direction.
It's a Dutch oven, but you leave the door open.
Yeah, type vibe. Because you decide, it's like, am I going to commit to this or am I going to let it go?
Yeah. All I know about when you say that, why does your body hate it? It's just, I know all my knowledge, if you can call it that, is based on films I've seen and stuff, or songs.
So
that scene in Snatch when they're talking about we shouldn't drink milk, do you remember that scene? Driving along.
Yeah. Snatch? Oh, sorry, I just got Snatch mixed up. I was like, Snatch is the one where that guy falls into a toilet, but that's definitely Trainspotting. Snatch is the one where Jason Statham is like, I'm a gangster.
Yeah. That's a good voice. I didn't expect you to do
Thank
that voice.
You.
That doesn't necessarily narrow down the film by saying it's the one where Jason Statham says, I'm a gangster.
Yeah.
Is his hair short then as well?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not at the top. Yeah. I mean, around the sides.
He's always had short hair.
Yeah.
Ever since he was a little baby.
Yeah. He's a bold little Statham.
Yeah.
Baldy Statham.
But you want the Texas Roadhouse cinnamon honey butter?
Yes, please.
And is the bread a specific bread?
Or if you want the biscuit.
You can have the biscuit.
You could have the biscuit.
Whoa, like a legit biscuit.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I understand, but the listener might not understand.
I don't want any of this cookie bullshit walking around here calling stuff biscuits and not biscuits. I'm talking about a savory scone. I'm not playing these games. I seen the scone. I was like, what is this imposter?
Yeah.
Why are you putting clotted cream on it? Which, to be fair, you could do with a biscuit.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, so I think that's a good way of describing it. Savory scone.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Savory scone. A biscuit.
Yeah.
It's a biscuit by any other name.
Honey butter.
Oh. Yeah.
That sounds like a good.
I think I've had, like, I can't remember where I had it. I had some, like, honey butter. Not cinnamon honey butter, just honey butter on cornbread before.
Wow, that's a whole vibe.
Which is so good.
That's a whole
good.
Different thing.
Cornbread.
It is the shit.
Oh, no one's picked cornbread, have they?
It's
no.
so real.
Bread. It's so good. Real.
I went home over Christmas.
You're from Texas, right?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Texas are you from?
From Houston.
Nice.
Spent one day there?
Wow, with a pilot or someone else?
No, I don't go everywhere with a pilot.
look, I don't know what it's like.
Yeah, sure,
you know?
To be fair.
I'm just entering the scene, but I assume there's a level of stand-up comedy where you just get private plays.
Yeah, everywhere with
the whole time.
Yeah. It's happened once and it was by accident.
And like a bag person as well.
Yes, I've got a bag person.
Yeah, my bag man.
Absolutely got a bag man,
That's what's up.
The Great Benito is my bag man normally.
I didn't want to assume.
Yeah.
Your shoulders look not like something's missing. Is it the bag? He looks uncomfortable. Like, my shoulder's too light. My shoulder's too light.
Yeah, he's carrying himself too. He's just jerking him around. Should be a little bag on there.
Yeah.
To be fair, carrying yourself, I find to be enough weight.
Yeah. So deep.
Sometimes carrying yourself is enough weight.
Yeah. Damn.
That's better than any Kanye lyric ever, that.
Yeah. You know, it's sparkling or still. Why are you acting like you had sparkling water before I came around?
Oh. Guess what I did on the one day I was in Houston?
What did you do?
I went to...
Oh, wait, was it meant to guess, actually?
If you want.
You went to the aquarium.
No. Is there an aquarium?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That would be an awful guess.
Yeah.
Someone from Houston, if they guessed that you went to an aquarium.
That there wasn't
exist.
One, yeah. NASA.
Yes.
Well, you did space stuff.
Yeah, I went
lovely.
The whole day at NASA.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Did you go for a steak with an astronaut afterwards?
Yes, afterwards the astronaut took me to the moon and we had steak.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Moon
that
steak.
Sounds really romantic.
Yeah, it was very romantic.
Did you guys make out on the moon?
Yep.
Oh.
Yes, we did. We made out on the moon.
That's a new genre. Softcore.
Yeah.
Interplanetary softcore.
People making out on the moon.
Yeah, just like delicate kisses in space.
There's like certain elements of zero gravity that would really lend themselves to some
to
pornography, I think.
Softcore.
To softcore.
Yeah.
There's
that bit in there's a bit in James Bond where they have zero gravity sex at the end.
Wow. Really? That's very hip. Is it like in one of those tunnels though? Or is it like a
moon they're
game?
On a ship and there's like a live they're watching it back at base.
Yeah.
And they like cut to it too quickly and they're like, oh, James.
Oh, no. Classic.
Like, all wrapped in a blanket.
Yeah. Typical Bond.
I don't really like Bond films, mainly for lines like this. So, like, they're like banging in zero G. Mm. And then you hear James Bond go, attempting re-entry.
Yeah. It's always stuff like that. Keep not a fan of that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, really bad stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not
that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Fucking great.
Yeah. Oh, you made your Little Mermaid announcement earlier. You have an announcement about Bond as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. So I'm going to be the new 007.
Yay!
It's a pretty huge deal. I'm pretty
so
psyched
good.
About it. I'm not taking the Bond name because I don't want it. It's solid.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
because of all the attempting re-entry stuff.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on there. And I want to start on like a fresh sexual page. That's 007. Because if the position...
That's the name of the new film, right?
Yeah.
Fresh sexual page.
It's called The Ledger, Fresh Sexual Page. Yeah, it's very serious.
I can't wait to hear Adele sing that.
Yeah. Sexual page. It's good.
So we come to your starter.
Whoa!
Okay. How would I like to start the meal? Okay. I would like to have chips and salsa and guacamole. That's what I want. I want it to be real fresh. Yeah. I want it to be made by somebody's abuela.
Or what? Tia.
Abuela. Grandma.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Spanish for grandma.
Okay.
I'm really upset by the nature of Mexican food in the UK.
Yeah. Well, there's no Mexican people here.
It's very sad. There are a few.
Yeah, but there's no, like, tradition of...
People, like, a large community.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I have met 3 Mexican people, and upon each encounter, I've been very happy.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk us through the encounters and how they went?
As an American, did you feel the need to say that every time you mentioned meeting a Mexican person? You're like, and I felt joy, and I liked them a lot.
And I opened my arms, and I opened my borders, my personal borders to my heart. I think it's just really weird, because I feel like Mexican people have not been done justice by American media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like people within America have no idea how much cool shit goes down in Mexico, how beautiful it is, how much culture is going on.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've been sold this weird narrative for so long. And it's like this huge place where all sorts of great things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, that's weird. And I think
the narrative seems to be either, certainly
so
from our perspective,
up.
Is either... the immigration thing with the border and all of that, or where Americans go to get fucked up before they're 21, right?
Dead. You can get prescription drugs very over the counter there. So that's a fun fact. I went down. I went down when I was in college on a cruise with my mom. Got some like Ritalin.
Do you know this?
Trying to study in college.
Yeah, Ritalin's for like concentration. For
You want it to concentrate.
Straight up. So literally, this is such a great reflection of like where I was in my life at this time.
Yeah.
I got some Ritalin and some metronidazole. Do you know what that is?
No.
Medicine for thrush. I wanted so much of it.
Body type.
I didn't want to have to go to the doctor at all. I was like, I just want to have this on deck in my house for all of my friends. Yeah. Some liquid thrush medicine. That's where I was at in the pharmacy with like all these options.
Well, we're not at your drink yet. We don't want to give that away.
Yeah. That is the drink. It's metronidazole.
I mean, you can have these as part of your starter if you like. If you want the Ritalin and the fresh cream,
please,
on the side,
grind them up into a fine powder and sprinkle it over everything.
Over all the chips.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Is there anywhere in particular? Do you want these to come from Mexico, the chips? And the dip?
That would be preferable. They definitely can't come from the UK.
Yeah.
So they could come from, I'd say, Mexico preferably first, or Texas or California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've recommended it on the podcast before, but there's a place in Brixton Village called Casa Marita.
Okay.
Which is good Mexican food.
Okay, I'm going to make a note because I'm very serious about this and I miss it. And every time I go to like Cholongo, I feel like I'm lying to myself.
But yeah, I would recommend Casa Marita.
Bredo's Tacos.
The super torta at Casa Marita is.
Yeah, if you got a torta on deck, you might know what's going on.
Yeah.
I sound like really so serious about Mexican food. Yeah, like, what about those gorditas?
I mean, because obviously, if there's no good stuff around here, you're going to be serious about it. You're missing it.
Yeah. It's upsetting because I didn't realize how much I ate it until I didn't have access to good it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, what is American food? You know what I mean?
Well, it's the same with what is British food?
Brown and covered in gravy.
But I would miss that. If I went to live in Texas, I'd miss my brown
British
covered in gravy.
Food is like a mound of potatoes, a mound of meat with like maybe other bread around it covered in gravy.
Yes, now you're talking my language.
Nom, 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 nom.
Ed getting all happy.
Yeah, you gotta have your mound of food. Mound of slop to get through the winter.
Is that the noise that people have to make when eating it?
That's how you get through it.
It's how you
get tuck yourself through it. It's like, one bite. Oh, nom, nom. Like, you can do it.
It gives the motivation.
Propelling yourself forward.
And how is the Mexican food in Texas?
It's all right, but we've done stuff to it. There's Tex-Mex.
Yeah,
which is a whole thing. And a lot of the Mexican food that we find outside of Mexico is actually, some of it is actually Tex-Mex.
When you say Tex-Mex, what are like classic Tex-Mex dishes?
Great question.
I feel like many of the things that you might find, and this is so gross because Taco Bell is not a good example of decent anything, but many of the items you'll find on that menu, like, don't happen in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
There's some like stuff like sour cream and like cheese that you see way less in Mexico. You see a lot more corn tortillas. I love a corn tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to say that chips, those chips and dip, those are corn tortillas.
Okay. Absolutely.
Very serious.
Absolutely corn
but
tortillas.
But yeah, they're just extra elements that I think people add to make it more, like, tasty for them. Mm-hmm. Like, here I saw a taco being prepared with a barbecue sauce at a pub, and I was like, that's stupid, and it's not even a taco.
Did you set fire to the tables?
I did, and I'm an arsonist now as a result of standing up for Mexican food.
I think in this country, I feel like soft-shell tacos are, like, the last 5 years maximum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember seeing a soft-shell taco until 5 years ago. It's always been the hard-shell dinner kit tacos.
Yeah.
And I don't like a hard-shell taco.
Mm.
I don't like it.
Well, I do if it matches the filling.
Have you gotten a soft-shell that, like, actually you could pick it up and put it up to your mouth, like, several times?
Yeah.
I've had a lot where it's, like, one tortilla, and I'm just like, well, it's not real enough to hold everything inside.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to need two. You got to put two, and I want to hold it. I want it to be a success. Yeah. It's breaking in half. It's falling apart in my hands.
This is here's a question. You're probably you know more about Mexican food than we do. You know when you have, like, proper tacos, they put the little soft shell tacos. Why do they put two down? Mm.
For that protection.
Is it?
That, yeah, it's because the moisture and the weight of it will break through one, like, nice, thin.
You've gone somewhere
tortilla.
Else now.
Just soft, flaky.
And you can catch it with the other one.
You're supposed to have them both. You hold them both, and so
it
never
breaks.
I thought
you'd pick one up and then use the other one like a little glove.
You put two trash bags, not condoms. You can't do that. That's not something you should actually do of double bagging.
Okay.
But trash bags, double bagging does apply.
Yeah, okay. With tacos, it doesn't affect the environment. That's good. Good to know.
Yeah.
But don't do it with condoms.
No, because, friction or something.
Oh,
I don't
know.
There was a song a long time ago, I Love College, by this guy, Asher Roth.
Right.
Have you ever heard it?
No.
He's like, I love college. I love drinking. I love women. I love college. Fucking loved it. There's one part where he's like, great advice, and don't pass out with your shoes on. When it comes to condoms, put two on. And I was just like rapping that everywhere. And then I remember like hearing from, so I think I was like, and when it comes to condoms, put two on. And I think it was like my mom or something was like, don't do that. The friction will bust them. And I was like, thank you.
But I suppose Asher Roth?
Yeah.
I suppose what Asher was saying was he's just overcompensating.
Yeah.
So like if they're not putting a condom on, the people who are listening to it, if he tells them to put two on, they'll put one on.
Don't put your shoes on.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's like parenting techniques or something. That's some deep shit.
Why would you not fall asleep with your shoes on?
He's like, don't pass out with your shoes on at the party. But I think if you can pass out at a party, definitely keep your shoes on.
Yeah.
You might wake up with no shoes.
Yeah.
Still your shoes. Yeah. Your shoes will be gone.
Yeah, keep your shoes. That's some of the things a prank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be afraid. Like, I'd wake up, I'd leave my shoes, and what if someone peed in my shoes? It's always funny. I was passed out.
Yeah, they put like shaving foam in there or something.
Yeah.
And then you put your feet in and all the...
Or poop.
Yeah. That's the worst. Yeah.
I don't know these people that would do it, but I just imagine. You got to be careful at parties, man.
If people leave their shoes lying around you.
Don't go to parties. If I did that song, I'd say don't go to parties.
Don't go to any parties.
Don't go to parties.
I'd be like, I love Netflix.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you're up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but yes. My wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Your main course.
Yeah.
Your main. So we've started off in Mexico.
We're going to remain pretty Mexican.
Yeah.
Right, main love course. It. I'm doubling down because I want some enchiladas.
Yeah.
That's okay. What I want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And they're chicken enchiladas with tomatillo sauce.
Okay.
Tomatillo. Little green tomatoes.
No.
Yeah.
No. Is it actually. I've not heard tomatillo sauce before, so I don't know if
tomatillo.
You're. I don't know if
no,
for a laugh you're pronouncing tomato differently. Because it's the first time I've met Kima.
Yeah.
And so far you've done some funny voices.
Yeah.
It's a lot of emphasis.
And you've done a few things, so I don't know if that is a thing.
I'm here to back Kima up that tomatillos are actually a thing. They're actually a thing, but she's pronounced. I mean, the whole tomatillo thing.
Tomatillo!
She's added that.
Yeah. So I got a little Italy. Tomatillo. Yeah. It's a little green tomato.
Okay.
Yeah, and they feel like a different taste.
Yeah.
It's like less sweet or something. I don't fucking know. I'm not a food scientist.
No. Yeah. But so it's a less sweet tomato sauce.
Yeah. It's cool, but it's not spicy.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Are you not into the spice?
I'm not a super spicy person.
Okay.
I have what I would call pussy tongue. I was afraid. It doesn't like stuff. My family is from Louisiana, and my dad is always like, you got a California tongue, because that's where my mom grew up. It's like, you got California tongue. Okay.
That's what he tells you. You got California tongue.
Yep. He's like, what do you want, some avocados? Yes. Yeah. That would take down the heat. I would.
Who doesn't want some avocados?
I don't know.
So delicious.
How often does your dad say this to you?
So he makes really good Cajun food and stuff. Uh-huh. Which is probably be so offended that I'm not choosing to eat gumbo or something.
Yeah.
I want my grandma's gumbo. just like she used to make with the crab legs. He's always making stuff. And do you know ranch dressing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is not a typical move.
Yeah.
In the Cajun kitchen, but it is when you got a California pussy tongue. And whenever he'd make red beans and rice, which is really awesome, spicy, really spicy. Yeah. I would just douse it in ranch. And they would just look at me what the fuck is this woman? What is this girl doing?
Your dad sets fire to the tables?
Yeah, and then he sets fire, and then we've lost several homes that way.
Yeah. But we know where you get it from now.
What are enchiladas again? I always get mixed up between all the different...
Yeah.
All the different
ways.
Formats.
Sure. Yeah. It's so interesting. You look at Mexican food or Italian food, and it's tomatoes, pasta... A meat, and then you just go. Blah, 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 blah,
yeah, it's
blah,
just
blah,
as
blah.
Many different ways of putting those things together. Yeah,
this an enchilada, which sometimes sometimes it will happen in a flour tortilla capacity, but it's really good with the corn.
Corn.
I'm just an
corn
advocate for the corn tortilla. Yep. I'm very hard about it. Enchilada. You take the corn tortilla. You put the chicken in there and some of the tomatillo sauce, maybe a bit of cheese in there. A lot of people do a steak and beef and cheese enchiladas, and bean and jeans ones, bean and jeans enchilada, and a chicken and green sauce. type of girl. Roll that up, put it next to a bunch of its brothers, right? So you got like 8 enchiladas in a row.
All
or like
up.
More if you're not trying to feed only yourself. Am I right, ladies? And then you cover those in the sauce, a bit more cheese, bake it. It comes out, you jizz.
Yeah. Good recipe.
Yeah. You know it's done.
We'll twist it, yeah.
I want you to write a cookbook where that every recipe ends with that.
You know it's done. The fork comes out clean. You jizz. Bon appetit.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
Yeah, they're fucking good, man.
So, I mean, I'm a bit worried about cooking it for you now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to prepare all this food.
Will the genie jizz?
I don't want to.
You have to. It's not done if you don't jizz.
Oh, no.
Do genies jizz?
Oh, no.
Do genies jizz?
Well, I can do whatever I like if it's as a genie. You know, I mean, yeah. So, you know, I can if people, if that's their wish. But
yeah.
It's never been anyone's wish before.
If you had 3 wishes,
yeah.
Who would go straight in with yeah. First things first?
Yeah.
Jizz.
You jizz. Exactly. If I had 3 wishes, one of them would be for me to jizz. Not for a genie to jizz. I don't know you. I don't care about your sexual gratification.
Yeah. It'd be very odd if, like, yeah, very.
You jizz. Yeah. Ah, no. No, that's someone who doesn't love themselves.
You'd have to be like jizz money or something.
Yeah.
Then that'd be, yeah.
Sure.
He's got lots of jizz money to blow.
Yeah. That is a point, actually. I should have pointed out as a genie. I don't. Yeah. I jizz candy floss.
That's a step. Yeah.
So that's kind of fine.
Well, that's gross. That's fucking gross.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
That's where it gets gross, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. That's why it really pushed you over the edge there, Kima. Yeah. I feel like we're probably going to stay in Mexico for the side dish as well. It feels like. Do you reckon we are?
What if we left? What if we left for fun? No, we're not. I'm homesick and this is how I feel. Actually, let's switch it up. Let's go very scandalous because I would like to. I think it would be this. It just never happens in your dream meal. Mm-hmm. Like in life, no one's like, here's dope Mexican food, but also here's dope Cajun food.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't happen.
But you can do that here.
But it fucking could.
It's the dream restaurant.
Yeah. And that's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Wow. This is changing my life. Changing my outlook on culinary possibilities. I want... this is the starters have been reframed because this is my menu. I do what I want. I want some crawfish.
Yeah.
I want boiled crawfish with potatoes and corn in the boil, and we'll call those my vegetables. Yep. And this is a side now.
Yep.
Yeah, you can flip it like that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Have you had that?
I've never had that. I'm obsessed with having it. I really want to have it. It's where you see like videos of them like emptying it on a table just on some on some newspaper and everyone
literally.
Just going to town, right? Yeah.
It's fucking madness. It's delicious. It's so great.
Are the crawfish in shells?
They're in shells. They're in their whole little red bodies. I think you boil them, like, alive or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. My dad, when he preps them, he puts, like, a lot of salt on them. And then they, like, eat the salt. And then they, like, vomit and shit everything inside of them. And now they're, like, clean enough to eat. Yeah. It's
what?
Fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's deep.
Kima, it sounds like the most unappetizing meal ever.
You don't
you make
eat
an animal vomit and shit everything
you
out.
You don't eat those liquids.
No, but still, I mean...
You're getting rid of the liquids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're purging them. We call it purging. And now they're like clean or whatever. So if you boil them, then you don't end up with shit in that water.
Yep.
Because you've already de-shitted them.
Yeah, you've already de-shitted them beforehand.
Yeah.
So like when you get a prawn and there's the poop line.
Yeah.
If they gave them some salt, then there wouldn't be a poop line.
They would have shat already.
Done a poop, yeah.
Yeah. I hate the poop line. I hate when you're eating something and then you get really into it or like comfortable eating it and then you remembered like, oh man, I wonder if they took the poop out and they didn't. You've already eaten
so much
shrimp
poop.
Shit. Yeah. It's so sad.
How much shrimp shit do you think you've eaten? If you were to like estimate.
Like 1-2 ounces?
Yeah, but in your whole life?
Yeah, I'd say.
Like a shot glass full?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've been pretty good about cleaning it myself.
Yeah.
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 If you were given the option, like at the start of your life, to like either you're just going to eat it every now and again.
Yeah.
And stuff, or you can get it all out the way in one go.
Yeah.
At the start, in the shot glass, if you want to. What are you going to choose?
I think I'm just going to take it as it comes, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Bit by bit.
Yeah. Unless someone's offering me some kind of monetary reward for drinking a shot glass full of shrimp shit. I'm just going to let it happen as it happens.
I think that's the only answer to that question, really.
This guy's out of control.
The way you said that to me then was probably like you were telling me off. Shot glass full of shrimp shit.
Shrimp shit. It's shrimp shit.
When your dad does it, does he like spice the water? Because is there like a seasoning that you'd put in there?
Yeah. So are you familiar with like Old Bay?
I've heard of Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah. Old Bay is like a seasoning company and they sell like crab boil.
Okay.
And like within that it's like all this like spice and it's like garlicky stuff and like cayenne pepper and like other kind of chilies and shit and like other flavors. I don't know the name of them, like herbs and stuff. It's like, oh my God, this is very salty as well. And you put that in there and it's boiled all like so the flavor gets like boiled into them. But it's tough because you got to put a lot of that stuff because they're only boiling for so long. So right. There's only so much flavor that can like get in there. Right?
And then there's potatoes in there, you said?
Uh-huh, and corn.
And corn.
Sometimes sausage, but I'm not having it.
Why not?
Because that's not how I roll.
Fair enough.
Sausage freaks me out.
Why does it freak you out?
I don't know what's in there.
Okay, so yeah, it's all the mushed up.
Yeah, just so confused.
Yeah, yeah.
And what? What the fuck are byproducts? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What? Filler. What?
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to eat byproducts.
I'm so confused.
The byproducts are what we just got rid of from the crawfish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a horrible image.
Do you think all the crawfish are getting rid of their business? There must be at least one who's like constipated or one who's like, going, hold it. Hold it. And then he waits until he gets into the pot with...
I'm gonna do it in here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think we'll definitely let you have that as a side.
Thank you.
Also, in my hungover state, hearing about vomiting
a shot glass full of shrimp shit.
Yeah, well, hearing about that wasn't great. But like, you know, hearing about something just vomiting and shit at the same time is.
Yeah. You're jealous of those guys.
Oh, those lucky, lucky crawfish. I wish your dad had feed me some salt.
I think I've done that.
Huh?
Nothing.
Vomited and shat at the same time.
Yeah. That's confusing. Okay.
When you say you think you've done it, I mean, I just said
vomit and shat at the same time, and then I imagined it, but it wasn't hard because I think it happened. I feel like it was in my tub and in my toilet situation, so kind of like on the toilet and like hunched over.
That's the way as to you do would, it. If you're going to do it, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, well, you can't. You don't keep turning around because then you're going to smell your own shit and that's going to make you throw up more than anything. And that's how I feel like it happened because I remember that I wouldn't do that.
So that brings us to your drink.
Yeah, I'd like some vomit shit water, please. Thank you. I'd like to have horchata. That's right. Back to Mexico.
Take us through what horchata is.
Have you had it?
No.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't had horchata, it's a very fun time. So... Yeah. I'm going to have to pull in the fake milk again, though it's typical. It's made with, like, rice milk. And so you have some rice milk, and you have, like, cinnamon and sugar in it, and probably other stuff. And you're like, stir it up, it's so good. And you put it with some, you put in some ice, it's so good. But if you put rum in it. Have you heard of rum chata?
No.
It's some bullshit where people thought that they could sell, like, low-grade horchata with rum in it. Like, you know what I mean? So lame. But, yeah, horchata is great.
So you do not want rum chata.
No.
That is very clear.
But I will take some horchata with rum in it.
Oh, hold on. But doesn't that mean...
So you don't want the pre-mixed rum chata.
Yeah.
You want a nice horchata and then you can add your own rum.
Yeah. I don't want lies from the streets.
Yeah.
Right, okay. No lies from the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any particular rum that you like?
Oh, I tried to get Appleton just because it hurts so, like, good.
Yeah.
You know? What's that like? Would you guys have rum recommendations?
I don't know anything about rum.
The Appleton Estate in Jamaica is supposed to make like dope rum or something. Okay. I don't know.
How did you hear about this?
Probably watching a movie called Rum Rum Rum. I don't know if it was about Jamaica. I don't think it was about like alcohol. I don't think it was about spirits. I think it might have been. What?
Huh?
What if it was just that like a friend went there and went to there and then brought me some rum back?
What are you saying?
Like I'm trying to figure out where I got this information from.
Oh yes, okay.
Yeah. So when you said about the movie called Rum Rum Rum, did you?
That was bullshit. You made that up, right? True.
Okay.
That was not true.
Because I was waiting to hear about the movie Rum Rum Rum.
Because you started to describe the movie, I thought, oh, there is a movie called Rum Rum Rum, but there wasn't.
No, not yet. You can make it.
Yes.
Do you ever not know? Like, do you ever get that where you don't know where you got information and you know something, but you're like, did I read this? Did I learn it in class? Did I see it in a film? Did someone say it to me? I'm pretty sure someone brought my mom some Appleton rum, and they like went to Jamaica and they were like, I did a tour of this rummery. And there was a fine rummery. And there's a rich history of rumming, and they're good at it.
So, yeah. I mean, that's, for something that you're guessing happened, that's quite detailed and specific.
You know what I mean?
Did this happen, or are you saying that might have happened?
I want to give it 80% because someone brought Appleton rum to my mom. But I'm wondering if this person bringing this rum and saying that it's good is what I've based my belief.
I think that's enough.
Good.
I think that's enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's scary, though. Like, people will just tell you stuff, and then you believe it, and then you tell other people.
And then next thing you know, you're making up a movie called Rum Rum Rum.
Yeah. Rum Rum Rumming.
Rum Rum Rumming.
That's the sequel.
Yeah. Cool Rummings.
Cool Rummings.
Cool Rummings.
The Rumming Man.
Oh, man. No, don't look at me.
don't look at you.
You're out. You're done.
I'm going to participate in this.
You're participating in cool rummings? On the puns? You don't like puns? No. This is what I always get most excited about, Kima. So this is the dessert.
Whoa!
You choose it. Yep.
It very much follows the same format we were doing all along.
I thought that this would be different. I don't know. I was like, he's going to announce it.
Yeah, find out what the dessert is.
Tell me what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's candy floss. Don't ask me where I got it from.
I'm a genie. So it's weird because, like, I feel like dessert can be hard. And where I'm leaning right now is a kind of angel food cake with fresh berries situation. And I don't know. It's hard sometimes because, like, shit gets too heavy, you know? Like, chocolatey things. Sometimes it's like, whoa. And there's cream everywhere. There's dairy everywhere. It's fucking dangerous. A minefield. An angel food cake, right? Is that translatable? Do you guys call it that?
I think I vaguely know. It's a very light sort of sponge cake,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, super fucking light.
Yeah.
Just airy.
I think you can tell from just angel.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, I don't know, man.
Angel, what would angels eat? Well, they're light. They need to fly in the sky.
Exactly.
So they're not going to have anything too heavy.
Yeah, and they hate carbs. Yeah. But somehow they're willing to eat this cake. Yeah.
Is it like vanilla flavor? Is it a vanilla flavoring?
Yeah, it's chill. It's very chill. It's almost just like vaguely sweet.
Yeah, okay. Right? It's more texture. It's more the texture of it.
It's like vanilla-y. Vanilla-ish.
It's not vanilla. Yeah. It's vanilla-y.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Vanilla-adjacent.
And you're having some berries with that.
Yeah.
What sort of berries?
Straw. Kick it off with straw.
Yeah.
Follow it with rasp.
Yeah. Any more?
I don't like bloop.
Bloop. Bloop. Bloops are an acquired taste, I think.
Yeah.
I enjoy a bloop.
Yeah.
I like a bloop.
Yeah.
You guys are mature, though.
What are you?
What are you, 45?
We're both 45. We just eat blueberries all day long.
Yeah. Popping bloops.
Do you feel like bloops is something that you grow into?
I think it's an acquired taste, like red wine.
Yeah, I like red wine as well.
Yeah, well. Sometimes
I'll taste red wine and I think there's a hint of blue in there.
Yeah.
A little bit more blue in this. Yeah, I'm still on, you know, rosé.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
You're on straw and rose.
Yeah.
I can't hear about rosé. Rosé was the first thing I had to drink yesterday. We drank it and we recorded an episode yesterday and that was the last one we did. And there was some rosé in a can. So I was like, I'll have one of them. So I had that on the way to the park. So now thinking about that makes me feel sick. I'm like a little crawfish. Yeah, a little crawfish about to be sick.
That's so interesting. That's how, like, if someone were to ask me, like, how would you describe James? And I'd be like, look, a little crawfish.
Yeah.
He's just like a little crawfish.
Yeah. You are like a little crawfish.
Yeah, do you see it?
Yeah. In what way?
All of them.
All the ways.
Yeah. Every single way.
Red and gangly.
Yeah. A little curly tail.
Yeah. A little curly tail.
Yeah. You can imagine you swimming around, like, sat in the boil like it's a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Sat in the boil.
Yeah.
With, like, whiskers or some shit. Yeah. I feel like they have that. I feel like they have little face bits. Yeah.
Someone will do that for us. I know someone listening now will do a mock-up of James as a little crawfish sat in the boil like a jacuzzi.
Yeah, make sure you tag Kima in it so you can see.
Thank you so much. I just want to know what, because I'm picturing it pretty clearly. Yeah. So I'm just wondering how other people envision it. The berries.
Mm.
There's, like, a little sugar sprinkled.
What sort of sugar? Powdered sugar?
We're doing like a brown sugar situation.
Nice.
So this is before it gets involved, and we're going to like make a strawberry like sauce, but that's not gross. Have you had the ones where it's like, what the fuck? And why are these berries so fake and red?
Like the strawberry sauce where it looks like blood, basically.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is a lie.
Yeah.
You
hate being lied to.
You hate being lied to. What we've learned.
I love honesty in the kitchen and everywhere else.
Hate being lied to.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
Tell me what's in the meal. Is there chorizo? That's fine. Just tell me.
You always tell the truth with your California tongue.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I think you believe that you're telling the truth, but you might be making it up as you go along.
So isn't it?
Appleton.
Well, that bit, you know,
You were
lying about rum, rum, rum.
That's true.
Yep, that's 100% a lie. But at the same time, it wasn't a lie because it was more so a joke that only I thought was funny. So it's different.
I guess that's what a lie is.
Yeah.
That's a definition of a lie. Yeah. It's a joke that only you think is funny.
Wow.
I did a whole Edinburgh show of those once.
Yeah.
Full of lies.
My little liar.
Just lying it up. Yeah. My career is built on lies.
So, I'll read your menu back to you.
Thank you so much.
Tell me how you feel about this.
Yeah.
Still water.
Mm.
You would like some biscuits with cinnamon honey butter from Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
You would like corn tortilla chips with salsa. Mm. Your main, you would like chicken enchiladas with tomatillo sauce.
Yeah. Tomatillo.
Do you say it properly, James?
No. side dish, you would like boiled crawfish with potatoes and corn.
I'm going to throw up.
Drink, you want a charter with rum, with Appleton rum.
Yeah.
Dessert, you would like angel cake.
Because it's the best rum in the world.
You're the best rum in the world.
As we all know from the film.
Yeah, rum rummings.
Angel cake with fresh berries, bracket straw and rasp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lovely menu.
Feel that's good about great. That?
No.
No.
I feel like I've made some really strong choices individually, but this is definitely probably going to result in vomit, I'd say, or like a deep nausea.
Definitely for the crawfish.
Yeah, that came in and I was like, whoa, bold choice.
Yeah, when you heard that, you were like, oh no, I've made a mistake.
Yeah.
But this is the dream restaurant. No one feels ill in the dream restaurant.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Then I'll have a three of everything. Phenomenal.
Thank you so much for coming, Kima.
Thank you, Kima.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for chatting with me. This has been very fun, and now I'm hungry as fuck.
There we are, Kima Bob. How you feeling, James?
There was a lot of puke talk.
There was. It's almost as if she knew coming in.
Yep.
that you were hungover and that there was a lot of puke and shit talk.
Oh, God. I know. I encouraged some of it.
Yeah, you did. You pushed it and then jizz came up and then... Oh.
So many body of fluid. And
her disgusting. Drink was something creamy with booze added to it.
No, you did
very well not to be sick, man.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Oh, thank you to Kima. That was a delicious menu. It's not your fault that one of our recording team has a problem. So thank you very much for coming in, Kima. If you like the sound of Kima, her Twitter, @KimaBob, check it out, see what she's up to. She runs a comedy club called Fock It Up. Femmes of Colour Comedy Club, so check that out on Twitter as well. James, what are you up to, me old chum?
Well, I'm nursing a hangover.
Yeah, anything else career-wise?
I'm doing some gigs and I'm on the Drunk Women Solving Crime podcast.
Yeah, you are. Unless they edit you out. Yeah. Sounds like you were a right little terror.
Out of it. All I did was just scream, "Death by Chocolate!" all the time.
I have a special available on Amazon Prime now, so check that out. It's some of my humour. I'm also doing a final last date of my tour in London at the Shepherd's Bush Empire on December 20th, which is going to be a big one. Get tickets for that. Thank you very much. Check me out on @AgamelComedy on the social meds.
That sounds cool, Ed.
Thank you very much for coming to the off-menu restaurant again. We will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.